Okay, so I'm going to talk to you today a little bit about developing a tool that measures well-being for orphans and vulnerable children projects. But before I get started, I think I have to tell you that I have no financial relationships to disclose. So PACT is an organization. We're based in Washington. We have we work in over 25 countries now, implementing over 70 projects. And we work in the areas of health, public health, livelihoods, and natural resource management. Those are what we call our impact areas. And the way that we work is through capacity development of local organizations, through promoting good governance or health system strengthening in the case of health, and then also increasing access to markets. Many of you who may know PACT, and PACT is over 40 years old, our real core strength is around capacity building of local organizations. Oops, don't delete, go forward. So PACT implements programs for OVC, which stands for Orphans and Vulnerable Children, get your acronyms early, in 7 countries, which includes South Africa, Lesotho, Swaziland, Namibia, Tanzania, Nigeria, Ethiopia, and Thailand. And really, for those of you who are at all familiar with orphans and vulnerable children or OVC projects, you'll know that it's really been a process over the last 10 years of negotiating this relief to development divide. In the beginning of OVC programming, there was a real focus on delivering to children services directly, sometimes in the form of a physical blanket, sometimes more in increasing access to school or health care. But in the beginning, it's really about numbers. How many children are you touching? How many services have you delivered? Increasingly, though, there's an interest in developing more outcome-oriented measures for OVC programs. And indeed, for those of you who are familiar with the politics of PEPFAR, there's been a 10% earmark for all PEPFAR funds that must be given to orphan and vulnerable children programming. And that earmark is kind of at threat now. It's up for renewal, let's say. And because there are very few outcome-oriented measures for OVC programs, this is an area of real interest, especially for USAID. So what PACT does in this context is we really focus on improving the quality of services for orphans and vulnerable children. And we set ourselves a kind of gold standard for our monitoring and evaluation, that our programs would monitor, evaluate, and report on outcome indicators included in the for children and caregivers in the form of a well-being index. So how do we do that? We started out with convening our group of specialists, OVC program specialists from around Africa. Unfortunately, our Asia representative couldn't attend. And they together worked on developing key outcome indicators for our programs. They came up with 9 indicators for child well-being, which are listed on the screen here. These were based on direct program experience and also a review of the literature around OVC programming and what was important, what was actually driving better outcomes for children. For those of you familiar with the literature, there's no kind of corpus that says this is how you do it. There are lots of individual studies that talk about how the impact of various interventions, but not the interventions as a whole. Importantly, they also developed 5 caregiver well-being indicators, and for one of the first times, not the first time, trying to look at the important role that caregivers play in providing services or providing support to orphans and vulnerable children. For those of you who are sight challenged, there are a couple indices on the back because we're going to start getting a little messy. The font is going to get a little bit small. So if you're really interested in indices, you might pick up a copy. Otherwise, it has been uploaded to the APHA library, so you can print it out at your leisure. You don't need to carry paper home. I know I don't. So after the indicators were developed, we had to figure out how to measure those indicators. And you may have noticed as I kind of flicked by, I didn't really go into how one measures those things. But measure evaluation is actually in a process of putting together a practice for measuring outcomes with orphans and vulnerable children. So we partnered with them. They had already done a big literature review, and they were putting together a measurement tool. So we shared our tool with them. They shared their tool with us. But we went a little bit further. The measure evaluation process was very consensus-driven and was kind of avoiding asking some of the tougher questions, like around HIV status or around abuse and neglect, psychosocial support, which is important in OVC programming. And these are things we felt were critical to understanding whether OVCs were having positive outcomes or not. So we developed our tool, and we tested it in Tanzania and Nigeria, and we developed three indices to test outcomes for OVC. So this is where you get site challenged. The first index was, if you remember the slide with the nine indicators, not all of the indicators are going to apply to children who are 0 to 5. Some, like going to school and doing well in school, kind of irrelevant for children 0 to 5. So in our first index for children 0 to 5, we looked at some of the nine indicators, specifically around birth registration, immunization, their health status, nutrition, abuse, and a positive attachment with the caregiver. And we have some suggested weightings that we've been using in our test of the data on the right-hand side. Again, this handout is available online. I'm not going to go into a great detail about it here. I'm also not going to share with you our results from Nigeria and Tanzania, because this will be something we'll talk about more in the discussion. The problem with this index and existing programs is that country programs collect different things over time, and it's hard to retrofit. So our data was too messy to share with you today. On the bright side, this is the index we developed for the children 6 to 17. And it's essentially the same index as the 0 to 5, but we start adding in attending school regularly, performing well in school. Sorry, I'll show you here it is. Those are the two additional pieces. And we changed the weighting a little bit depending on children for this age group. For example, immunization is more highly weighted in the 0 to 5 index than it is here. And now we have some results. So for this index, what we found, and just by way of background, the Tanzania test was a large group. It was a full survey. And the Nigeria test was just like testing the tool. Does it work? Obviously, N equals 12. You can't, please don't interpret anything that is there as representational. But the Tanzania data are representational of three regions in Tanzania. What I think is really interesting about this index is it starts to show us exactly where the big issues are with our programming that would help us improve our programming. So, for example, we see here that 91% of children in Tanzania don't have birth registration. We see that in Nigeria, not representative data, we have 50% of our children are either sick or sick and on treatment. That might be an indicator that we want to do something here. So what we can see is some indications of how we should go forward. Then for our caregiver well-being index, we have the five indicators: health status, social isolation, economic security, food security, knowledge and skills. And you can see our weighting here. And what we found when we tested the index, Tanzania, we had 1,500 caregivers who responded, which again would be representative of those three regions, in Nigeria just testing it. And again, we start to see where are potential areas where our programs might want to intervene. So here we see very high levels of caregiver illness. We see fairly high levels of social isolation. And we see what was important to us as an indicator, that caregivers are getting new skills. We see that they're not actually attaining that, okay? So when we average things together, we can get a composite score based on the weighting shown before. And ideally, so we can start to see in Tanzania for children 6 to 17, where are they falling on a scale from 0 to 100? And again, Nigeria, not representative, but of the children we surveyed, where are they falling on a scale from 1 to 100? And if the measures were comparable across all countries, then we would also be able to look at the results overall. For caregivers, we see the same. And I think the range is very interesting as well. So these indices are brand new, so we'll appreciate your feedback on them. They obviously still need to be validated and further refined. One of the key things we've been grappling with in this measurement, making this measurement, is the length of the instrument. You know, if you're asking questions of caregivers of orphans, or if you're talking to children who are between 6 and 17, how many questions do you want to ask them? And the answer is not many. I'm sure if this is an M&E group, you'll all agree with me. There are also questions around the ethics of asking a question if you can't do something about it. If you're going to ask, are you abused, and you're not going to do anything about it, then don't ask. So that's actually why some of the under five data is not available today, because we didn't ask questions where we couldn't do something about it. Also, right now we split the index from 0 to 5, 6 to 17, but should we have some other kind of look at the data? And measure evaluation will look at it differently than we are. And it, again, for anybody who's an M&E person in the room, a lot of these measures are very difficult. How do you measure psychosocial support, social isolation? So what we're going to do next is test the index again, especially the reliability of the index. Look at larger samples as we go forward. But this is very difficult to do. We have 7 existing programs. We're hoping to get some new programs so we can start this from the beginning. But what we're trying to do right now is retrofit the index and the outcome measurements to existing programs. Extremely difficult to do. We're also going to do some testing with the items in the index to see if we remove any, whether the result is essentially the same with our large data sets, to see whether we might be able to reduce the data collection burden. So for example, if this wouldn't be, but if health status was a proxy for immunization, for example, if we could remove the immunization piece and still have the index make the same measurement, it would be much easier, because collecting immunization information is slightly nightmarish. We also want to go back and look, people who score very low or very high on the index, what do those people look like? Are they really in trouble, or are they really okay? Is the index sensitive to that? And eventually, in some perfect world, we'd create an OVC database where you'd be able to actually look at outcomes for OVC across countries. And of course, we use our data to try and make our programs better. And just a word of thanks to our donor for in both countries, in Nigeria and Tanzania, who support our work, is USAID. Thank you.